Yeah, man. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. I am your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio right here on Michigan Avenue. Quiet Friday morning on Michigan Avenue. You could hear a pin drop, Dan. Well, we can't because we're inside the soundproof studio.
You could flip on the mic.
Yeah, we could flip on the mic. Let's hear what's happening outside. Hold on. I have to see, because here's the little behind-the-scenes thing here, Dan. The reverb shares the same...
I did not realize that. I apologize.
I have to hit two buttons, but then we can hear what's happening outside on Michigan Avenue on this Friday morning. What's going on with the music?
Oh, it's the bridge.
Oh, it's the bridge.
They're doing maintenance on the Michigan Avenue bridge.
Yeah, yeah, because when we came in, the road was blocked off. What are they doing? Is it going to go up now?
No, I don't think it'll be going up. They're just doing general maintenance.
Man, they should just be, it's cool when it goes up. So, in other words, you can't cross Michigan going south.
Which is why I was late.
Oh, that's why you were late, because you had to go all the way around?
Yeah.
Because you're south. You're Uber, south of the river, right? You're south of the river?
Right. Just south, yeah.
So there's a lot of cars. You know, I didn't even notice this, but a lot of cars are making U-turns right now.
Yep.
There's like three cars right now making U-turns. Like, what? Wait a minute. What? So there you go. All right. That's what's happening on Michigan Avenue. So you had an Uber?
Yeah, I took an Uber, and I didn't realize the bridge was shut. So I had to go down to State, head north up to Hubbard, head to Lower.
Yeah.
Took a few minutes.
Well, all right. There you go. Well, it's for those people who are driving, it's the bridge is closed. The Michigan Avenue Bridge, they're doing some work on it, and it's closed. That's what's happening. I wasn't paying attention because, you know, Michael and I were talking, Dan. I wasn't even paying attention. Their car's doing U-turns like crazy on Michigan Avenue this morning. All right. There you go. Going south on Michigan, you're going to be making a U-turn when you get to the bridge, and you're going to have to go back north. So, all right, there you go. That's the fun stuff that's happening on Michigan Avenue this Friday morning. Speaking of Friday, Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, get your funky requests ready to go. DJ Shagru will spin them. 312-981-7200. We got You Big Dummy Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies. All coming up right here on WGN. Okay. This is really, I think this is kind of funny, and I think a lot of people probably have done this. Okay. Career Builder did a survey, and workers, they gave the most bizarre excuses for being late. Now, Dan, you're never late, so you probably never made up an excuse as to why you were late, because I don't, you know, you're just never late. You're always on time, and if you're going to be late, you let people know.
Yeah, I mean, I have been. I know that there was a situation with Brian one time when he was filling in for you that I was late, and then I think there was a time you actually had to call me to wake me up.
Oh yeah, that's right. You had a new phone. That was what happened. Was you just got your new phone?
Ah,
and you didn't. The alarm was set weird, and it didn't work out, and so there was
reason it shut off.
You got your new phone.
Yeah,
and you were an iPhone dude.
Right.
And now, like me, you've got a Samsung
device,
a Galaxy device, and that's different.
It is.
And you're still getting used to it, aren't you?
I am still getting used to it, yes.
That's like a legitimate excuse. You had a new phone and the alarm didn't work.
Right.
But, like, you'd never say, hey, my dog ate my schedule.
I'd be too afraid that eventually my dog would eat my schedule.
As far as karma?
Right.
Like, you lie about it and then it's going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, that's an actual excuse that workers gave. My dog ate my work schedule. It's an actual excuse. Vic, you ever use an excuse when you're late?
I swear the bridge was
closed. That's so funny that's into this topic. I planned this topic before I knew that you were late from the Uber.
You should get an award.
Being
a great broadcast.
I got this thing right out here. I'm looking at it right now. It's got my name on it. It's in the sidewalk. I can see it right now. It's right there. yeah. So that's not an excuse. The bridge is, it's real. We just heard it.
Man, I'd have to go back a ways to think if I ever came up with an excuse.
Most of us do this when we're really young.
Right.
You know, you make up stupid stuff.
Right. And then you learn from those mistakes and you say, well, maybe I should just be honest.
Right.
It's the best. It's the best way to go. Really,
it might be fun to tell people that the dog ate my work schedule.
Right,
but if you're a boss, Dan, if you're an employer and your employee says, "Yeah, my dog ate my work schedule," are you going to go, "Oh, all right, that's believable"?
Just for blanks and giggles, I'd want to know more. Like, oh, like what kind of dog do you have? And,
right,
you know, things like that.
Right. Oh no, quiz the hell out of them. You want to get all the details. You want to get as many details. You want to make this person feel as uncomfortable as possible. I mean, but that's the law. That's like the oldest excuse because that's what kids used to say about their homework. That goes back to like third graders, you know, telling their teachers, "Yeah, my dog ate my homework." Oh, really?
Look, Nick, I just remembered one time.
Oh, you okay?
Now, we're going back to when I was in high school.
Sure.
Okay, and a friend of mine had spent the night. Now, my mom and dad were already gone for work, and we decided it was snow. It had snowed, so we decided to say that we were going to say that we got stuck, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, we actually drove our car into the ditch. My house was out in the country.
Wait, where was it?
This is in New Mexico.
Okay.
And the house I lived on was on a farm, and there was dirt roads, and there was we called them bar ditches, where the road grades off steeply on the sides, and we literally drove the car into several feet of snow into this bar ditch to get it stuck, and then we walked back in my house and called the school. I want to say it was probably around freshman.
That is fantastic. So what happened to the car? Did they have to have somebody come out and tow the car?
I don't remember that part.
You conveniently don't remember that part.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah. Drove the car into a snow-filled ditch.
I don't remember how we got it out, but...
So they could take the day off of school. That's fantastic,
right.
Vic. That is fantastic. Esmeralda, what about you? You ever make up any excuses?
I don't think so.
No?
I think maybe, and this is really bad, I might have, you know, been like, there's a death in the family and that kind of stuff. But I think they were already dead, so they're just dead again.
Right, it was just, this person was already dead, so it wasn't like it wasn't like karma was going to come back and
right,
get it.
I wasn't wishing ill on actual people.
Yeah, it wasn't like Final Destination. It wasn't like you cheated death and now they're going to come back and wrap a cord around your neck while you're trying to shower or whatever the hell happens in those movies. Did I ever tell you that? They ever tell you that one of my friends said about Final Destination movies, Esmeralda?
What's that?
Well, I can't remember which one it was because there's like 20 Final Destination movies. And he said, "Wow, you know, that movie had some ways in there I've never thought of killing people." So I was like, "Whoa, man. What does that mean? That means you think about ways of killing people and you're surprised by that you never thought of that certain way to kill somebody?" Oh, man. Well, what about you guys? 312-981-7200. Ever have any lame excuses for being late or going to work? It's going to be hard to top Vic's story. I got to tell you, man, driving a car into a snow-filled ditch in order to get out of work, that's pretty fantastic. 312-981-7200 for talk or text. Here's what the story about the Career Builder survey. Here's your story. Yes, that twist on the tried but not so true statement actually made a list of bizarre excuses workers gave for being late to work, according to a new Career Builder survey. More than 1,000 hiring and human resource managers and more than 800 workers in the private sector across industries participated in the nationwide survey. It was taken on November 28th and December 20th by the Harris Poll for Career Builder, a company that helps employers find, hire, and manage talent. And other whoppers included, "I was here, but I fell asleep in the parking lot." Mary Vandeveld? No, she sleeps in her driveway, right? She doesn't sleep in the parking lot here. She sleeps in her driveway.
Mark Harmon will sleep in that parking lot.
Mark Harmon sleeps in the parking lot? Does he really? All right. How about this one? Esmeralda, did you ever use this one? "My fake eyelashes were stuck together."
Oh, no.
Never tried that one out?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I couldn't make it to work. "My fake eyelashes were stuck together." All right, here's the next one. "I forgot I did not work at my former employer's location and drove there by accident." And by the way, you want the capper on this one, Esmeralda? "I forgot I did not work at my former employer's location. I drove there by accident." Here's the capper. "The worker had been at the new job for over 5 years." It's not like a couple of weeks or a couple of days. How about this one? I had morning sickness. And the topper on this one, Esmeralda, what do you think?
I don't know. What?
It was from a man.
Oh, boy.
I mean, come on, man. Seriously? I had morning sickness? E. Carol Webster, a clinical psychologist in Fort Lauderdale who specializes in work issues, said people tend to make up incredible excuses so their tardiness doesn't look like a character flaw. But lying's not a character flaw? People just can't come up with something that's too dull. It has to be something everybody would agree with, so the boss will say, well, that explains it, she said. When someone arrives late to work, it may be a form of acting out, Webster said, because the worker may not feel his time is respected. Employers are texting and emailing them at all hours, and that's not improving. There's an expectation of people working 24 hours a day, she said. When asked how often they're late for work, 1 in 4 workers, or 25%, admitted that they are late at least once a month. Wow! That percentage is actually down from 29% last year. But more than 1 in 10 say it's a weekly occurrence for them, according to the survey. Once a week you're late to work? I mean, I could see if there's a traffic issue like Vic had. You know what I mean? Something, there's an accident. You know, Esmeralda, I mean, you tell people where to avoid. But if you're stuck in the middle of that, you're going to be late to work. Age or youth seems to be one factor in tardiness. 38% of those aged 18 to 34 are late at least once a month, compared to the 36% of 35 to 44 and the 14% of 45 and older. Of course, not all the excuses were bizarre. Among the more typical excuses as to why employees are late to work, number one is traffic at 51%. Two is oversleeping at 31%. Next is bad weather at 28%. And next is too tired to get out of bed for 23%. Wait a minute. How is that a legitimate excuse? Too tired to get out of bed? And then forgetting something, 13%. So, yeah, that makes sense. You're halfway to work and you go, uh-oh, I forgot my briefs. If you're a lawyer, sorry. not if you're not a lawyer and you wear briefs. I'm not saying that. I forgot my briefs. All right. We have to break. What are some excuses? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran for your Friday morning drive at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about ridiculous excuses that actual workers have used to explain why they were late from a survey that was done. And we would love to hear some that maybe you've heard or some that you have given. 312-981-7200 for talk and text is what we're talking about there. So let's get into this. I'm trying to think if I ever used any excuses. I never really did. I'm trying to, you know, I've called in sick when I wasn't sick. I mean, you know, that doesn't count though, Dan, because that's not being late. That's just lying to your boss about being sick.
Right.
I mean, I've done that. There's no question. There's no question. There were a few times when I was working at the Jewel when I'm like, I really don't feel like putting stuff on a shelf right now. You know, years ago, Brandmeier played this actual tape of a guy who called in sick, one of his listeners, he taped it, and it was the worst acting ever. He was like, I can't, I'm not going to make it in. And it was, and it went on for like a minute and a half of him like coughing and blowing his nose, like doing the, and you know, the boss was on the other side going, there's no way that this is real. Like the most overacting that you could possibly do, playing quote unquote the sick person. Yeah, man, I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it, man. And then like the next day he comes in, hey, how's it going? Sounds like he's dying when he's on the phone. He takes one day off, he comes back the next, and he's fine. You got over that real fast. All right. 312-981-7200. We're talking about excuses, ridiculous excuses that human beings use to explain their tardiness. Here's Dan on WGN. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I had a truck driver late, and he said he dropped his cell phone in the toilet.
That made him late?
That's what he said, yeah.
He dropped his cell phone in the toilet. Did he tell you the rest of the story? Did he retrieve the cell phone?
I think so.
Yeah. So his cell phone, dropping the cell phone, the old drop the cell phone in the toilet excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Take care. Yeah. You know why he was late, Dan? He had to find a bunch of rice.
That's true. Vic wasn't around.
He was looking for rice. That's why I dropped my phone in the toilet and there was no rice around. So I had to drive around until I got a bag of rice. Then I had to put my phone in the bag of rice, and they say it takes at least 2 hours to keep your phone in rice after you drop it into the toilet. You ever drop your phone in the toilet, Dan?
Never in the toilet. Close, but never actually in the toilet.
Yeah, okay. One of my friends used to always make fun of people. He's like, you drop your phone in the toilet. What the hell are you doing dropping your phone in the toilet? Like, for a long time, he made fun of people, and then he did it. He dropped his phone in the toilet. So, but by the way, I was just scrolling around on the Facebook thing there, Dan. You know the Facebook thing?
Yeah,
have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Somebody posted a story from Munchies.vice.com. So it's like Vice.com, but like the food section.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of a guy. At the self-serve pop dispenser at a KFC, getting his free refill, but he's putting it in a bucket that chicken used to be in. So there's a smart guy right there.
That is pretty good.
Taking advantage of those free refills. They didn't say you couldn't use it's a free refill. They didn't say you couldn't use the bucket that the chicken came in.
That's true.
But that's going to taste funky.
I was going to say though, like what
you got residue of grease and chicken. Fat and
because you'd have to go a cola, right? You couldn't go anything light.
Yeah,
you couldn't do anything punch or juice related.
No,
it'd have to be a cola.
It'd have to be
fried
chicken flavored cola. All right, we've got a break. What were some idiotic excuses or dumb behavior? Or if you ditched school, when did you ditch school, and what did you do when you ditched? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is up after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. And, it is Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday is coming up. Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. In just a few minutes, we are going to have our Dummies of the Week with you, Big Dummy. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We were talking about dumb excuses that people have used because they were late to work and stuff like that. And there's some buttes. And we've got a bunch of texts coming in. If you want to join us, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So here's some that we've got, some texts that we've got here. 651 area code says, my favorite excuse, we had an employee not call or show up for 6 days. When she finally showed up on the 7th day and I asked why she was a no-show, her response was, duh, I was in a coma. What did you expect? Obviously, she was not and was fired, though I have to give her points for originality. The old I was in a coma excuse. Angelo texted in. I went to De La Salle High School. A friend of mine ripped his pants on purpose to go home. One of the brothers gave him a needle and thread. He had to walk all around day with half-sewn pants. That's pretty cool. The brothers give him a needle and thread. Yeah, you're not going home. Just sew yourself up right here, buddy. Uh, 779 area code says, hi, all. Love the show. Thank you very much. Many years ago, I had a 63 VW van in the 80s. On the way to work, a van filled with Ringling Clowns flagged me over and wanted to see my van. Of course, I could not turn down this weirdness. I was late and tried to explain this to my boss. His face turned flame red, and he ordered me out of the office yelling, in 20 years, that's the worst lie I've ever heard. That's But it really happened. I feel bad for the guy. Dan, you know that I was living at home with my folks, and my parents lived there for a while. They lived right near, it was in the Grand and between Mango, between Austin and Central, right off of Grand. So, you know, there's railroad tracks right there, like right there. And that's where Ringling Brothers used to park their train. They would camp out there. So we would be like literally the Ringling Brothers circus would come into town, you know, in November, and they would be all the people that would stay in the trains. They would stay in the trains, and the train was literally three blocks away from where we lived. And so in the neighborhood, there were a few bars, obviously. It is a Chicago neighborhood. And every year when the circus would come to town, you'd walk into a bar. There'd be clowns. There'd be little people. There'd be like women with beards and stuff. It was like for the month of November in that area, right on Grand Avenue between Central and Austin, it was like a David Lynch movie. It would become like a David Lynch movie. There'd be clowns in full makeup, like walking around the neighborhood. It was very, very weird, man. I don't know if they still park their trains there. Well, they're done now. It's no more circus now, but I don't know, because this was a long time ago. This was in the 80s, so I don't know if that was. But it was just very weird being in a bar and suddenly a couple of clowns walk in, like not clown. Look at that clown, like real clowns walked in, and they would do balloon animals and stuff. They would do stuff in the bar, and they would get soused. These people would get loaded. These circus people, and they would come in like a lion tamer guy would come in with the boots on and stuff, be like, what the hell, what's happening here? They would stagger back to the train. It's a true story. Every November it became David Lynchian in that area. 847 area code says, we had a lady show up late because she was making popcorn for the people in the department and she wanted it to be hot. All right. 574 area code says, our supervisor texted us all saying he will be late because he had to go back to get his phone, but he texted us to tell us. that's good. 312 area code said, the little slips of paper provided by Metra for a late/delayed train are very easily duplicated for your information. Oh! So people can fake that the Metra train was delayed. 779 area code says, my favorite was, I thought today was Saturday. That's actually not bad, especially if it's Friday. You know, if it's been a long week. Or how about a holiday week? That's not bad if it's a holiday week. You know, you got, maybe it's like Christmas is in the middle of the week, and then you're like, oh, I didn't know what day it was. That's legit. That's too legit to quit. Or be fired. How about this? 708 area code says, it wasn't an excuse for work, but my little brother ate my homework. I was 17. He was one. So you went straight. Instead of using the dog as the excuse, you went to the little brother. All right. 630 area code says, I used to ditch school to watch Cubs opening day on TV. One year, I got the day wrong, so I just watched Mr. Belvedere reruns instead. daytime broadcast TV was not good. So, Esmeralda, you know I grew up right by Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
And I went to Alexander Hamilton Public Grade School, which is at Palina and Cornelia, which is walking distance from Wrigley. And this is true. Every year, if you skip school because of opening day, because, I mean, everybody lived in the neighborhood. It was Chicago Public School. You had to live in the neighborhood, obviously, to go there. Every year, if you skip school, it was okay if you brought in a ticket stub. Like, if you skip school to just watch the game, it wasn't excused. But if you brought in a ticket stub, it was excused. And I always thought that was pretty cool. So, you know, I didn't ditch school a lot. I blew off a lot of classes in high school, especially senior year, because I was Captain Coast in high school. I was just not a good student in high school. I was a good student at Hamilton. I was a good student from you know, like first to eighth grade. But, you know, high school, no. Especially senior year. Senior year, I don't even know why I bothered to show up. Senior year. But I do remember, and this was senior year, I ditched school. This is how much of a geek I was. The Pink Floyd The Wall was an album that kind of affected my life massively. Like, when that record came out, all I did was I listened to it 24/7. And I was like, this is the greatest album ever recorded, man. And it moved me. And I was like a teenage boy, and I identified with all the issues on the album. And I thought the album was awesome, and I loved it. And so it was like, it's still one of my favorite albums of all time. And just like made it a massively huge impact on me. And I listened to it constantly. So Pink Floyd's follow-up to that album is called The Final Cut. And I skipped school the day it came out. So I knew the date it was coming out. I skipped school so that I could be at Flipside Records when the store opened, so I could be the first person to get a copy of Pink Floyd, The Final Cut. And I went home and listened to it all day. I didn't give an excuse. I just didn't go to school the next day, and I was sick. So I just said I was sick, but I took the day off. This is true. I took the day off from school so that I could get the latest Pink Floyd album at Flipside on Foster. I remember going to the Flipside on Foster, taking the bus to the Flipside on Foster, getting there before the doors were unlocked, like standing outside, waiting for them to open the doors so that I could get, this was my senior year of high school, so I could get Pink Floyd Final Cut. And by the way, the album rules. A lot of hardcore Pink Floyd fans don't like it because it feels like Roger Waters. I mean, it's essentially like a Roger Waters solo album because at that point he had taken the band over completely. And but that's how insane I was. And I listened to it like all day long. I was sat at home and I listened to The Final Cut. And then I didn't go to school, but I told some of my friends why I took off. They're like, wait a minute, you took off? Why'd you take off? Because I wanted to get a copy of The Final Cut. Oh, you're an idiot. All right.